alone in his own strength, he could not face them. He knew that he needed a God, and that man would not be able to help him at this time. Right. He continues to express himself and says, not only are they a fierce and mighty enemy and a mighty foe, but they have their teeth. Their mouth is open wide, and their teeth are about ready to sink into a juicy meal, as if they have not eaten in a long time. And they are about to devour me as a roaring and raving and lion. Fierce and mighty are they, and there is none to help me. Be not far from me, for trouble is near. He says, I am poured out like water. How many of you know how unstable water is? How many of you know that if you begin to pour water out, it's going to do nothing but conform to the pitcher or to the glass or to the object you're pouring it into? And sometimes people miss the container and hit the table, and water goes everywhere. Water doesn't just stay in one spot, but it begins to run. You can tell when your children, they accidentally spill over that glass. Or sometimes we and the dog spill over a glass, and everything just goes everywhere, and you can't stop it. Everybody jumps up from the table so they don't get wet, because the water's running everywhere. He said, I'm poured out like water. There is no stability within me. There's nothing in me. I'm not strong enough on my own. I've got mighty enemies coming against me, and I need help, and there's none to help me. Be not far from me, for trouble is near. He continues to go on and says, all my bones are out of joint. Not just one, not just an elbow, not just a wrist, but all his bones are out of joint. He has no connecting factors about him. He is all out of whack. He has no shape. He has no form. He has no strength. He has no stability. Be not far from me, for trouble is near.
All right.
He said, I'm about ready to be a meal if something doesn't happen real soon. He continues to go on and says, my heart is like wax. It is melted in the midst of my bowels. The wax, that heart, was turned to wax, and then it melted. Ever watch a candle as it burns, and as it burns, it continues to burn. The wax strips down that candle. It's no longer that fine thing that you bought at one time. It's some people buy these fancy candles that have these pretty pictures on them. They may be this and they may be that, but you begin to burn them and you let it melt, and it will no longer have that shape. It will no longer have that prettiness to it, but it will be an ugly just piece of melted wax. And he said, my heart no longer functions like it used to. I feel as if I don't even have the strength of a beating anymore in my heart. It is melted like wax, and it's no longer even its position. What am I going to do? Be not far from me, for trouble is near. Oh, God, help us tonight. My strength is dried up like a potsherd. He says, I'm just like a broken piece of clay pottery. I'm not even the whole piece. I'm not even just this ugly piece of clay or just a piece of pottery the whole vessel. I'm just a broken piece. Somebody found in the dirt somewhere. That's what my strength is like. I don't have that unified strength I once had, but I'm all broken up. Everything's come against me. He continues to express himself before the Almighty God. And he says that my tongue cleaveth to my jaws. My speech is not even clarified. I don't have any clarity of speech. I don't have clear speech anymore. It seems if everything's going wrong. God, you brought me into the dust of death. There's all kind of things around me. I'm weak. I'm weak. I'm weak, God. I'm weak, and he can't help me, and she can't help me, and they can't help me. I've talked to them before, and at times they've given me advice, but they can't help me now. Be not far from me, for trouble is near. In one of your lives, you began to look, and you sensed the trouble that was near in your life, and you cried out almost similar unto what David cried, be not far from me, for trouble is near. Because if you leave me, I have no one to help me. If you forsake me, there will be not a one man on this earth that can bring me through it. If you just leave me in the dust of death, And surely that's what I'll do. I'll die if God is not for me. If God is not with me, then everybody will be against me. And I will lose the battle. And I'll lose the warfare. And I'll lose everything that I had in you. God, where are you? Be not far from me. For trouble is near. Brent Moore preached on troubles. 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 Everybody has troubles. The world has troubles. Congress can't find a budget. The Senate's fighting over the Waco, and they're fighting over the Whitewater, and the House of Representatives are going on in Bosnia and Serbia, and we just can't get all this thing going right. Forget it. The government can't help. Those out there can't help. The psychologists can't help. The teachers today can't help. The advisors and counselors today can't help. And it seems as if your very closest brother can't even help you in the all extremist time of calamity. Who's going to be there? Who is it we need to call on? Who is going to help us in the time of our adversity? It's going to be the Almighty God. Be not far from me, for trouble is near.
Okay.
My God. My God. Even though the same man of time said, fret not thyself because of evildoers. Even though this man said at many times in his prayers and in his psalms and in singing to the Lord, he gave glory unto an Almighty God that delivered him out of battle, out of battle, out of battle, and out of battle. He knew exactly what it was like to win. He knew exactly what it was like to have God on his side and bring him through times of adversity. But there seems to be times where God intervenes at a little closer point than he does at others. And there seem to be times where it looks like God's not going to come through. And there's times where it seems as if our faith could ebb away. Oh, but friend, I could just admonish us today to just pray in the Holy Ghost and strengthen that faith and build that faith that God's going to do it, even if it looks like the lion is about to devour you. It's not a pretty picture that David has put before us. It's not a pretty sight that David has set in our eyes. We don't see something nice. We see a lion who no doubt is about to sink his talons, his paws, into that man. Drag him up, put him into his mouth with a mouth open wide. Makes you think of Satan ready to devour each and every one of us. Makes you think of our enemy, that adversary, who's got his mouth open wide, who's got his hands ready to stretch forth and to steal, who's got his hands ready to put forth to kill, and got his mouth open wide to destroy. It reminds us of our enemy, who is going forth in all of his strength and might to seek whom he may devour. Oh, we see David in a desperate situation. We see him in a terrible time. We see him in a hurting time. And it seems as if there's no one to help. But do we know our God enough to know what's going to happen? David has cried unto the Lord with everything he's got. And see, the reason many people have fell out is because they kept everything within them. The troubles, the trials, every time the adversary attacked them. A lot of people have decided, I can do it myself.
All right.
Many people have decided that I have the strength. After all, God helped me with this. And God helped me defeat this. And God took this out of my life. Surely this is none the different. But David even knew that he had to get a hold of God, or else he was literally dead meat. Dead meat. The way he expressed it so vividly before our eyes, all he could see was death in sight, unless God came by. In times I see us as we struggle. In times I see us as we go before God and praying with all of our heart. I could see the saints as they travail before God. And many of us have got before and agonized in prayer. Oh God, be not far from me, for trouble is near. But the same man we read about here, oh praise God, was able to write the next chapter. in the book of Psalms. The same one who says that he will not abhor the affliction of the afflicted. He hasn't despised me. He hasn't abhorred me. In 22 goes on to say in 23, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. The very man who said the lion is about to destroy me. The very one who said I am about to be punctured by teeth of death says the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. In the time of his crisis he cried, be not far from me. And surely God was right there to assist him and to aid him in the midst of his trouble. And glory be to God. Thanks be unto the living God who has helped us to triumph over our enemies in this present day when our adversities come and attack us. There is God to deliver us. He continues, he says, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul.